In this bulletin, the federal government offers financial support for homeowners affected by the Perth Hills bushfire. Victoria records its 28th day without any community cases of coronavirus. And in basketball, Ben Simmons named in Australia's Olympic squad for the Tokyo Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. The federal government is launching disaster recovery payments of $1,000 for property owners affected by the severe fire in WA. At least 71 homes have been lost in Perth's northeastern suburbs, and WA's Premier has warned that number is expected to rise. Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud says the government will be ready to provide further help to WA authorities where needed.
We understand conditions are going to worsen in this afternoon. And can I say to all residents that are in the area of risk, please listen to emergency service personnel. You must take their warnings and you must act when they ask you to act.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told Parliament firefighters are working around the clock.
The fires have burned through over 9,400 hectares. Thankfully, at this point, no lives have been lost and no one is believed to be unaccounted for. And for that, we are deeply grateful.
Western Australia has recorded a third day without any new COVID-19 cases as Perth's lockdown continues until Friday night. The lockdown was ordered when a hotel security guard contracted COVID-19 and visited several locations while infectious. Premier Mark McGowan has indicated the lockdown will end on time if there's no community transmission detected before Friday.
Like we have seen in other states, some form of restrictions will be necessary for the following week or so. Based on health advice, we know this virus can linger.
Victoria's Health Minister says it's a significant moment to record 28 days without a local COVID-19 case, but he warns the pandemic is far from over. The government plans to extend the state of emergency powers and is in talks with crossbenchers, but the opposition in Victoria isn't supporting the move. Health Minister Martin Foley says with no cases recorded in the hotel quarantine system, the state is tracking well, but he hopes to secure the extension.
Only legislative tool we have in our toolkit is the Public Health and Wellbeing Act's ability to establish a public health state of emergency.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says unless there's a major change in the state's coronavirus situation, restrictions will further ease next week. It comes as New South Wales records its 17th straight day without any new locally acquired cases. Two new infections have been identified in hotel quarantine from almost 12,000 tests. Ms. Berejiklian says New South Wales is in a positive position.
Any setting now, whether it's a hospitality venue or a place of worship that's subject to the 4 square metre rule, will be reverting to the 2 square metre rule. So unless there is something very unexpected that occurs between now and next week, that is what will occur from Friday week.
A legal attempt to end native forest logging in Tasmania has failed in the federal court. The Bob Brown Foundation had its legal challenge dismissed, with the Environment Protection Group describing the verdict as a setback. The foundation, which had argued that Tasmania's regional forestry agreement was invalid, says its campaign to end the logging of native forest will continue. To sport, basketballer Ben Simmons has indicated he plans to play at the Tokyo Olympics this year after being included in the squad. The Melbourne-born NBA All-Star was named in the squad for the Olympics, boosting Australia's hopes in Japan. The group features 12 players with NBA experience. Well, now the weather for tomorrow. Perth, a sunny day and 30 degrees. Adelaide, showers developing, 28. Melbourne, humid, partly cloudy, 30. Hobart, a shower or two, 25. Canberra, similar conditions, 28. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 26. Sydney, much the same, 29. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 30. Brisbane, a possible shower, 30 degrees. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, showers and possible storm, and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.